is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump has given Mexico another 90 days to strike a trade deal as his tariff deadline of tomorrow closes in. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger on what it might mean for countries that do not work out an agreement.
Now it seems that we're settling at a 15% tariff rate with some, I would say, hazy details on how those countries will be investing in the United States, different for each country.
An appeals court's hearing arguments today on a case brought by some states challenging Trump's authority to levy tariffs. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
One of the big questions is whether or not the president has the power under this statute to impose these tariffs. This is a congressional statute that has never been used to impose tariffs before.
Correspondent Omar Villafranca is reporting from Arkansas, where 28-year-old Andrew McGann has been arrested in connection with the killing of a couple in a state park.
McGann recently worked as a fifth-grade teacher in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and our CBS affiliate in Tulsa got a statement from the district saying he left on his own and he had passed all the background checks. So when it comes to a motive, police say they are still trying to piece it together.
CBS News has analyzed government data of the 109,000 arrests made by ICE in the first 5 months of the Trump administration. Producer Jared Ochicher.
ICE is picking people up and have cooperation with local law enforcement in states like Texas and Florida, but in states like California, they have a large immigrant population and they're doing at-large arrests.
Overseas, Trump envoy Steve Witkoff held talks in Israel today as criticism grows over the crisis in Gaza. CBS News contributor Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Hamas is clearly in no hurry to make a deal. You have a lot of international pressure on Israel right now with nations recognizing a Palestinian state, with the pictures of hunger coming out of Gaza. So the question is, what does Israel and the U.S. do now?
On the Health Watch, new research suggests hotter summers could be making us sicker.
A study in the journal Scientific Advances tracked emergency room visits in California over 11 years and found those visits steadily increased as temperatures did. High heat has been linked to cardiovascular deaths and respiratory and kidney failure. Dr. Larry Kenny runs Penn State University's heat lab.
When our body temperature goes up and we can't get rid of that heat, it puts a strain on the cardiovascular system.
Our heart, kidneys, and other organs have to work harder, raising the risk of them breaking down. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 43 points. The S&P is up 32. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Lake Michigan advisory is still in effect. A beach hazard statement is active through tonight for southeastern Wisconsin beaches due to big waves and strong currents. The National Weather Service says swimmers face life-threatening conditions and rip currents are likely. The advisory impacts beaches from Kenosha north to Sheboygan. It's the second OWI for the guy that crashed into a Racine Unified School Tuesday. 23-year-old William Diebold of Oak Creek was in court yesterday after crashing his car into Olympia Brown Elementary School at just after 2 a.m. Tuesday. A complaint says Diebold admitted to drinking a few hours earlier and was speeding when he lost control and went through the school wall. Officials are now figuring out how quickly they can get everything fixed in time for classes in a little more than a month. Renovations have started at the home of the Broncos. Union Grove High School is getting a $35 million makeover with new secure entrances and remodeled bathrooms. You can read more about the current upgrades and what they have planned for next year online. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. Racine is celebrating 30 years of its main gallery program tonight with 23 young artists showcasing their summer residency work. The free event runs from 6 to 9 at the Branch on Washington Avenue and includes a live auction to support the program. The Wisconsin State Fair opened today and will run through August 10th at the fairgrounds in West Allis. You can get a rundown of what's happening at WIStateFair.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice in pads on Saturday. They're expecting a sellout for family night at Lambeau Field. Second-year running back Marshawn Lloyd is out with a groin injury. Baseball, the Brewers traveling to D.C. today. They'll face the Washington Nationals tomorrow night. The Crew losing to the Cubs 10-3 yesterday. They won the series 2-1, but fell short of a sweep. Pitcher Freddie Peralta.
I'm happy because we won the series, but, you know, my goal for today was just trying to give my best to sweep them, but, you know.
Peralta giving up 5 earned runs in just 4 innings, his worst start of the season. His first pitch of the game, a home run.
Freddie always gives you a chance. He did some good things. You know, he'd like to have that one pitch back. I don't mind that kid hit the first pitch out of the park, but we got deeper into it, you know, walking people. That's not part of his gig. That's not the best Freddie when he walks people.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
Hazy sunshine today with wildfire smoke prompting an air quality alert. It's also windy with a northeast breeze around 15 to 30 miles per hour, which is why a beach hazard statement is in effect. Waves up to 4 to 6 feet and dangerous currents. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
You Different Drum, written by Mike Nesmith of the Monkees before the Monkees. Linda Ronstadt had the hit. WRJN.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, whoa, you cry and moan and say it will work out. But honey child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees. So don't get me wrong, it's not that I knock it, it's just that I am not in the market for a boy who wants to love only me. Yes, and I ain't saying you ain't pretty. I'm saying I'm not ready for any person, place or thing.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned a page, uh-huh. The miniskirt, the current thing, uh-huh. The beat goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Keep on marching off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chair.
goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee. La-di-da-di-dee.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
And timeless hits, WRJN, King Harvest dancing in the moonlight. And Dan Marcus here. If you're headed to the beach anytime with what's left of summer, take advantage of the fact that the beachside oasis at North Beach is playing WRJN. So plop yourself down there between the oasis and the lake and enjoy the tunes.
Tired of long lines and crowded big box stores? Shop local and save big at Christiano's. Stock up on pantry staples, grab fresh Lee's Deli subs, and don't miss $5 deals on plain t-shirts. Need a money order? $1 flat fee up to $1,000. Christiano's makes it easy to stretch your hard-earned dollars. And now, you can pay your utility bills or send money anywhere, all in one stop. No gimmicks, just real value and great prices every day. Go to Christiano's, 21st and Kearney Avenue in Racine.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, Senior Helpers trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like Senior Helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. During every Brewers home game at American Family Field throughout the 2025 season, fans will have the chance to win a 2025 Land Cruiser, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
Seattle, and here come the brides.
The bluest skies you've ever seen in Seattle, and the hills the greenest green in Seattle. Like a beautiful child growing up, Seattle. When you find your own true love, you will know it by her smile, by the look in her eye. Scent of pine trees in the air, never knew a day so fair. It makes you feel so good that you could cry. The bluest skies you've ever seen in Seattle, and the hills the greenest green in Seattle. Like a beautiful child growing up free and wild, full of hopes and full of fear, full of laughter, full of tears, full of dreams to last the years in Seattle, in Seattle.
My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. I saw her walking on down the line.
Yeah,
you know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Oh, baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her. My baby does a hanky panky. Does a hanky panky.
James will be back for the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget that's coming up in about 15 minutes here on WRJN. But first, from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, here's an update from Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The beach hazard warning continues through tonight for Lake Michigan beaches from Kenosha to Sheboygan. The National Weather Service says big waves and strong currents mean swimmers face risks, especially around piers and breakwalls. According to an official report, Wisconsin taxpayers will see a $1.5 billion tax cut thanks to the new state budget.
The findings from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau show that while there are tax cuts, fees will go up overall by about $180 million. The 23-year-old from Oak Creek that drove his car into Olympia Brown was in court yesterday. William Diebold made an appearance on a second offense OWI charge after crashing into the school Tuesday morning. A criminal complaint says he admitted to drinking a few hours before speeding and losing control, crashing through the school wall and ending up nearly 500 feet from the road. Officials are now trying to fix that damage before school starts in about a month. Wisconsin officially gets a new Supreme Court justice tomorrow. Savannah Tomei-Olson has more.
Susan Crawford will be sworn in as Justice Ann Welsh Bradley's term ends. Crawford won against Brad Schimmel in the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history. It was seen by many analysts as a referendum on the early actions of President Donald Trump's new administration and Elon Musk, who poured millions into the race for Schimmel. The court will still have a 4-3 liberal majority after she's sworn in. Former Dane County Judge Jill Karofsky is now the Chief Justice on the state's high court. Crawford's swearing in is tomorrow at 4:30. Next year, conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley is up for re-election. Democrat Chris Taylor has already announced she's running to unseat Bradley.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Hazy sunshine today with wildfire smoke prompting an air quality alert. It's also windy with a northeast breeze around 15 to 30 miles per hour, which is why a beach hazard statement is in effect. Waves up to 4 to 6 feet and dangerous currents. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 72.
Yeah.
Jones, Everlasting Love, making way for the Dave Clark Five on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Now we gotta run, no more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Come again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you
today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Shy Lights out of Shy Town on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Ever hear an artist and you recognize the sound because it sounds like a previous hit? That is the case with this next song. It's the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget from Tommy James, and it's next. WRJN.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good. July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
Bikers Supporting Trades is proud to welcome Mahoffers on Main as an official event sponsor. They're not just showing support for the future of skilled trades. They're turning up the heat with an exclusive raffle you won't want to miss. Your shot to win a 1973 Harley Shovelhead. $25 a ticket, limited quantity, and you don't need to be present to win. Grab your ticket at Mahoffers on Main, 236 Main Street, Racine. This is your chance to own a piece of motorcycle history. Let's ride and support youth entering the trades.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. Song you haven't heard on the radio for a while, and this one's got a great backstory. It's Tommy James and the Shondells. You know their hit, I Think We're Alone Now. That was the title track to the album that song was on, and also this next song, the Nugget song. They were in the studio recording more songs for that album, and the band said, we want to listen to I Think We're Alone Now again. So they did, and the engineer put the tape of it on a reel-to-reel machine and accidentally played it backwards. And the band went, whoa, that sounds cool. So they took
the chord structure of I Think We're Alone Now, backwards, put some lyrics to it, and it became a song, Mirage. Listen to this. This is I Think We're Alone Now, chord-wise, backwards, on WRJN.
I see you standing in the alleys and the hallways.
Wait a second.
You're gone now. I run to touch you, but you vanish through the doorway. And oh, how
hard it is to live without you. I love everything about you. Now I know you're really gone, but my imagination is so strong. But I see you coming into view, and your face is telling me that you, oh yeah, oh, wanna be by my side. Oh yeah, oh, now it's finally time. Wait a second.
Mirage, that's all you are to me. Mirage, something I only see. So I keep walking through the alleys and the hallways.
Tell that's I Think We're Alone Now, backwards. Tommy James and the Shondells. That's the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon on WRJN.
Just getting worse.
prettiest smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby,
news and timeless hits, WRJN. That's it for me, Dan Marcus. I'm wrapping it up. Kurt Volman is next, and at 5 o'clock, the 5 o'clock class reunion, saluting the class of 72 on WRJN.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over,
and timeless hits, WRJN.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music. Brighter there, you can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Downtown, everything's waiting for you. Downtown, don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump's August 1st deadline is approaching for countries to reach a trade deal. Mexico got an extension today.
The president posted on True Social, they agreed to extend for a 90-day period the same exact deal they had for a short period of time previously.
CBS's Olivia Rinaldi says there's good reason the deals haven't come as quickly as the administration hoped.
Tariff negotiations and resetting trade are conversations that take months. So when you're having it in this really condensed timeline and you want to do it with all of the countries that trade with the U.S., that's a tall task.
And even if Trump's new tariffs take effect tomorrow, CBS's Jill Schlesinger believes it will be a long time before Americans feel the effects.
It often takes 6 to 12 months for the impact of tariffs to kind of wind their way through the economy. I think what we are seeing is people are nervous that prices will be rising. They understand tariffs are paid by the importing country, not by anyone else, and that that's likely to make prices go up.
A federal appeals court, meanwhile, is weighing President Trump's use of an emergency powers law to impose the sweeping tariffs. The judges expressed some skepticism over his legal rationale. Correspondent Jim Krasula has the latest on a death penalty case that's attracted nationwide attention.
A Tennessee man scheduled to be put to death next Tuesday can't be executed without deactivating his implanted heart defibrillator. That's the ruling from the state Supreme Court. 68-year-old Byron Black was convicted in the 1988 shooting deaths of his girlfriend and her 6 and 9-year-old daughters.
Dozens of passengers were injured when a Delta Airlines